The Gemara still asks the question, Midi Kula Kamrinan, do I mean to make a Kal V'chaimah to say that Yechayev and Ezek Sholom Rishus Rabim? Palgo Kamrinan, I only want to say that there should be Chayev Echatzin Ezek Rishus Rabim. So therefore, the pasuk that says "Ubiya b'stayacha that shein has to pay nezik shalom," that's only b'rishus hanizik and not in the b'rishus rabim. But maybe when shein v'regel does damage b'rishus rabim, I should have a kal v'chayma that should be chayv akol ponim achatzin nezik, like Tom, like Karen. And this the Gemara says no. Al makro, the pasuk says v'chotzu es kaspoy by Karen Tom. It said you divide up the value. So idarshin kaspoy shel zeh. Only by Karen Tam is there such a tashlumim of Chatzin Ezek, and not by other ones, not by Shein V'Regel. Therefore, Shein V'Regel cannot have a chiyuv to pay a Chatzin Ezek. So therefore, B'Shus Rabim either has to pay a Nezek Shalom or nothing. So since we have a Gezeras Kasev, will be a B'Stayacher, which means only B'Stayacher is at chayiv, and not B'Shus Rabim, therefore it has to be potter completely B'Shus Rabim. Now the Gemara asks, So let us say that Shein V'Regel should only be chayev a chatzin ezek b'rishus hanizik, not a nezek shalom. El chatzin nezek, I'll tell you, mikal v'choyma, mi keren, should be a kal v'choyma from keren. O ma keren, ma duch keren, she b'rishus harabim, chayeves. Karen b'rishus harabim is chayiv. Tam is chayiv echatzin ezek b'rishus harabim. B'rishus hanizik ainu mishalom es el echatzin ezek. And b'rishus hanizik still it only pays the chatzin ezek. And so shein v'regel she b'rishus harabim p'tura. Shein v'regel that has this kal that is potter b'rishus harabim. Ainu din isn't it a svaro to say she b'rishus hanizik mishalom chatzin ezek? That b'rishus hanizik should only have to pay a chatzin ezek. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So really, Tosfos asked the question, like, what's the Gemara's kasha now that Shein V'Regel should have to pay a chatzin nezek b'rishus hanizik? We just dash in the pasuk that says by Karen for chotzu es kasboy, that only by Karen do we pay a chatzin nezek and not by Shein V'Regel. So the Gemara answered already, it's gezeiras hakosiv, that there's no chatzin nezek by Shein V'Regel, only by Karen. So what's the Gemara's kasha now that even b'rishus hanizik, Shein V'Regel should also only be chayav a chatzin nezek? So Taisa says that the pshat from the pasuk before of Kasboy, that's only a din to pay Migufa Mishalim. We know Tam pays Chatzin Ezek Migufay. So that you have to pay Migufay there from the goof of the shore, there the Torah says only by Karen and not by Shein V'Regel. But now the kasher is though that Preshus HaNizik, Shein V'Regel should only be Chayv Chatzin Ezek, but Avada its Chatzin Ezek would be Min Aliyah. In other words, let's say it did $200 worth of damage. So it only has to pay $100. Even if the shor was only worth $50, still you would have to pay the $100. So if so, Shein V'Regel, even if you want to pay now chatzin ezek, but it's me aliyah. So therefore, the pasuk v'kaspoy doesn't apply to where you would have to pay me aliyah. So therefore, the Gemara asks the kasha, let's say now that Shein V'Regel only pays a chatzin ezek to reshus hanizik. On this, the Gemara answers, no, on makro, the pasuk says, yishalim, which means tashlumei ma'aliyah. It says by Abiyah B'Stayacha Yishalim, it says Metas Veyo, Metav Kama, Yishalim, Suidashin Lagamri Mashmo, that Avad Shein V'Regel is Chayiv Echat Nezek Shalom. Now the Gemara asks, well, if so, let's say the opposite. Let's say V'Loitehei Keren B'Rishus Harabim Chayiv Mikal V'Choyma. If so, maybe Keren Tam is Potel Lagamri B'Rishus Harabim. That's Avakal V'Choyma. Uma Shein V'Regel Shebrishus HaNizik. Nezek Shalom, Madach the Chomedika Masik of Shein V'Regel. That Brishus HaNizik pays the Nezek Shalom right away the first time. Still Brishus HaRabim Petura, when it does damage, when it eats up food, Brishus HaRabim. Shein is Potter, Regel is Potter. If so, Karen, the Masik of Karen of Tam, She Brishus HaNizik Chatzin Nezek, that according to the Rabbanu, it still only pays the Chatzin Nezek Brishus HaNizik. If so, Eino Din, isn't it a Svaro, She Brishus HaRabim Ptura, that Brishus HaRabim Tam should be potter completely, Brishus HaRabim. So Gemara says, no, Om Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon says, Om HaKro, the Pasuk says, Yechtsun. So it's an extra word, Yechtsun, Musun Sirashi. And therefore we darshin, Ein Chatzin Nezek Choluk. That Kerman Tam pays the Chatzin Nezek, there's no difference. Loi Brishus HaRabim, Loi Brishus HaYochid. There's no difference whether it's done b'rishus harabim or b'rishus hayochid. Tam has to pay a chatzin ezek. So Rashi says, the pasuk says, Omakro Yechzun, the Kro Yeseru, it's an extra posik. The Nicht of let the posik just say, Vichotsu es Kaspoi, Vigames Ameis. That's all we should have said. You divide up half of the Kesef and half of the Meis. What does it say, Vigames Ameis Yechzun, an extra word Yechzun, El Lidrosha Oses, come to teach us something. The Yaf, Rishus Arabim, Namichayev, even Rishus Arabim, still Karen Tam has to pay a Chatzinezik. Now the Gemara says, let's say if a man kills another man, he does it for mezid, but without hasra, so there's no chiyuv golus because it was done for mezid, there's no chiyuv misa because it was done without hasra, so maybe he has to pay koifa then. And let's learn it out from shor. Umar shor maduch by shor. She'enoi chayiv bi'arba dvorim. If a shor hits another man, it's not chayiv, the bal hashor is not chayiv and dal dvorim. Still chayiv b'koifer if a shor kills a man. The bal hashor has to pay koifer to the yorshim of the meis. If so, Adam, when a man hits another man, she chayiv b'abo dvorim, that if a man hits another man, he has to pay the dal dvorim, not only nezik, but he also has to pay for the tsar, for the pain, for the shevets, for the boishes and the ripui. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a svaro, she yehi chayiv b'koifer? That Adam, if he kills another man in a way where he has no other punishment, maybe should have to pay koifa. That should be his kapara. Rashi says, "V'yodim chayev b'koifa" means kagoyin v'mezid. If a man killed another man v'mezid with intentions, but v'loy asker, but they didn't give him a warning. Delay say bar kotla v'loy bagolus. The person is not called the bar kotla, is not called the bagolus. So maybe in such a case, you should have a chiyuv to pay koifa. So the Gemara answers, Omakro, the Pasuk says, Kechol Asher Yushas Olav. The Pasuk says, Olav, this is what the Pasuk of Kaifa that says, Olav, we make the Baal Hashor, the owner of the shore that killed somebody. If your shore killed a man, so the owner of the shore has to pay Kaifa for Loyal Adam. And not if a person kills another man. So this is the Ptur, there's no Din Kaifa if a man kills another man. Now the Gemara is the Kasha, V'yehei Shor, Chayiv bi'abod devorim. In a case that a shor, somebody's ox, hits another man, damages a person, the question is, the Baal HaShor should be Chayiv and Dalad devorim Mikal v'chayma. Uma Odom Shein Chayiv b'koifer. Mother, if a man kills another man, he doesn't have to pay koifer, he's part of him koifer, still Chayiv bi'abod devorim. If the man only does damage to the other man, he only has to pay, Dalad devorim for the tsar, for the nez, for the shevis, for the boishes and for the ripui. If so, sure, and your animal, shechayiv b'koifer, if your shore kills another man, you have to pay koifer. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a svara, shechayiv b'abod dvorim, that a man, that the Baal HaShor should have to pay for dal dvorim. If a shore hits another man, the Baal HaShor should have to pay the dal dvorim. And this Gemara says, no, Amakro, the Pasuk says, Ish b'yamisoi. We darshan, where is there a parsha of dal dvorim? If a man hits another man, Ish b'yamisoi. And we darshan, V'loi shor b'yamisoi. Not if a shore hits another man. So it fits that the Gezeras HaKosev that the shore, or Baal HaShor, is potter on dal dvorim. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Regel shodorso agave tinik bechotzer hanizik mahu. What's going to be if the animal kills a kid by trampling, walking over him? In other words, a regular matik of regel, rishus hanizik. You go into the person's rishus, and your shor tramples over a kid there, and kills the kid. So mahu shetashalem koifer. Does the Baal HaShor have to pay koifer for the matik of his regel? Mi Yamrina, do we say mi did he have a Karen? Like it should be the same halacha like Karen. Karen, Kivan, the Ovid, Chiraya Tlase Zimna Urchahu. Just like if a Karen, your shor, after it does damage two or three times, it becomes a mood, it becomes normal Urchai, Umishalem Kaifer. And now if your mood kills a person, so the Baal HaShor has to pay Kaifer. If so, Hochinami Loishino, here also by Shane Veregel. If your animal goes into somebody's Rishus and tramples over the person then kills him, so the Chur, the Baal HaShor, should have to pay Kaifer to the Yorshim. Just like if your shor is mazik through its keren and kills a person, you have to pay koifa. The same way it should be if your shor uses his regel and tramples over a person and kills him, and if it's done befrat in rishus hanizik, where regel is chayiv, so you should have to pay koifa. This is one side. Oidilma, maybe no. Karen kavanos alahazik. You know what the Torah says if you are sure kill somebody with his Karen, by the mazik of Karen, or even the toldus. Why? Because there's a maila kavanos alahazik. It has intentions to do damage. It's kavanos alahazik. But hi, if it just tramples over a kid with a regular walking, ain't kavanos alahazik. The mazik of regal is not considered kavanos alahazik. So maybe for the chiv of kaifer yoni chayv, if you have the extra milah of kavanos alhazik, that's the gemara shaylo. Or maybe no, as long as your shor killed somebody, even though it did it only with its regal, maybe still the baal shor has to pay kaifer. That's the shaylo. Does kaifer need kavanos alhazik or not? Even a regal is also chayv for kaifer. So gemara says, Torshima says alocho hich nishoy relachotza balabayis. If you brought in your ox into somebody else's rishus, chotzer, into his yard, shaloi rishus, without permission of the balabos, v'nog chol abal habayis ameis, and your shor went and gored the owner and killed him. So it says, hashor v'skila. The shor we have to kill, that's halacha. Anytime a shor kills a man, we have to kill sokol, stone the shor. Ubolov, now the owner, bein tam bein muad mishalem kaifer sholim. Whether the shor is only a tam, still the owner of the shor has to pay kaifer sholim by muad avada. But even by a tam also, it has to pay kaifer sholim. Divra Rabbi Tarfon. This is Rabbi Tarfon shita. Just like Rabbi Tarfon says, Karen, Tam, Bishrus HaNizik pays Nezik Sholem for the damage. The same way, if the Karen kills somebody in Rishrus HaNizik, he also has to pay a Kaifer Sholem. Now, Kaifer Sholem B'Tam L'Rabbi Tafin Minolei. What's the Svara? How come Rabbi Tafin says that a Tam has to pay Kaifer Sholem? We know a Tam always only pays Chatzin Nezik. So Lav, isn't it Mishum the Sovolek Rabbi Yisrael Lili? First of all, you have to say that Rabbi Tarfon holds like Rabbi Yisrael Lili Shita. The Yoma that says, Tam Mishalem Chatzi Kaifer B'Shus Rabim. If your Karen Tam kills somebody B'Shus Rabim, that the Baha Shur has to pay Chatzi Kaifer, which is a machlokes by itself. There's a man, the Yoma later, that says no, that Kaifer, you only pay Kaifer Sholem, only a Muid has to pay Kaifer. But a Tam, there's no Din Chatzi Kaifer. Rabbi Yisrael Lili says, yes, there is a din of tam to pay a chatzi kaifer. So you have to say that Rabbi Tarfon agrees with Rabbi Yisrael Lili. And therefore, maisi lo mikal v'choyme miregel. Therefore, now Rabbi Tarfon has his own kal v'choyme to say that you should have to pay a nezik sholem b'shus ha-nezik from regel. Like we had before. He'll say like this, madach regel b'shus ha-rabim mispoter. Prashus HaNizik, you pay a Nezik Sholem. So Karen, that Prashus Rabin pays a Chatzin Nezik, isn't it for sure that Prashus Rabin, that Prashus HaNizik, should have to pay a Nezik Sholem? And Rav Tafa makes this Kal V'Chaim now for Kaifer, which Jehur means to say that if Regel kills somebody Prashus Rabin, it's Potter from Kaifer. But if he kills somebody Prashus HaNizik, he has to pay Kaifer Sholem. If so, Karen, Tam, that Prashus Rabin pays a Chatzin Kaifer, isn't it for sure that Prashus HaNizik, he should have to pay a Kaifer Sholem? Alma, what do you see? Ika kaifer beregel. Like the only way to make this kal v'chomer is to say there is a chiv of kaifer by the masik of regel. Someone says maybe no, maybe there's no machlokes, maybe there's no raya. Omer Rav Simi menadoi tona menezik and the regel maisilo. Maybe Rav Tarfon makes this kal v'chomer from just the masik of regel as nizokin, not as misa. In other words, like this. Maduch regel, which is potter b'shus rabim to pay tashlumim. If it does damage b'shus nizik, it has to pay nezik sholem. If so, Karen, that b'shus rabim pays a chatzi kaifer, isn't it for sure that b'shus nizik should also have to pay a chatzi kaifer? So we're learning out kaifer from the mazik of regel for the tashlumim of regel. So Mar says, if so, v'lifra, I could ask the question on that kavuchayma then. Maybe malin nizokin, the regel, sheken yeshnon beish. You know why the nizokin of regel is so strong that Rishus HaNizik pays a nezik sholem? Because the chlal we find by nizokin, when you do damage, you always have to pay. L'moshel Eish. Eish that does damage, the Baal Eish has to pay. Marshenkin, if your Eish kills somebody, it's potter from Kaifa. We had this gemara on Daf Yud. So if so, you see that you can't learn out Kaifa from nizokin. Nizokin Eish is chayiv in nizokin. But if Eish kills somebody, the Baal Eish is potter from paying Kaifa. So you can't make a kal v'chomer to learn out kaifer from the mazik of regel. We see nizokin is more stronger than the chiddush, the chiv of kaifer. Gemara says, I'll tell you what, we'll learn out from Mitomin, from a hidden thing, that Eish is potter on Tomin. And still regular Schayev. So you can't tell me Eish Tochir, that Eish is potter from Koifom, because it's talking about something that's hidden. And if an Eish burns up something that's hidden in the field, Bechlal is potter. So therefore we're not bringing a Raya from Eish, but rather we're only learning it out from Regal. So Mar Takasha still, Mar says, Mal Tomin do Sheken Yeshtim Bor, but I'll tell you, Tomin, Bor is Chayiv. If something that's hidden falls into the Bor, the Balabor is Chayiv, even though the Balabor never has to pay Koifer. So again, we see from the Zokin, it's more stronger than the Parsha of Koifer. So Mar says, Mi Kalim, I bring you proof in a case where Kalim fall into a Bor, or fire burns up Kalim, that your potter, and Mashenken Regal is Chayiv. So learning out the mazik of regal by kalim that it should be chayiv in, that should be chayiv in koifer, that tam preshus hanidzik should have to pay a koifer sholem. For the Gemara, no malak kalim sheyeshnim beish. If so, true, there's no mazik of kalim by bor. V'nofel shom ashor for like kalim, but a kopar is eish. If eish burns up kalim, yichayiv. So Gemara says, I'll tell you the case is mikalim tamunim. If you have hidden kalim is potter both from the mazik of Eish and both from the mazik of Bor. So you can't tell me those two mazikim should prove to us that even though there's no chiyuv kaifa, there's a chiyuv mazik. You see, mazik is more stronger, different halachas than kaifa. Because you can't talk to me about Eish and Bor if we're talking about hidden kalim. So maybe still I have a kal v'chayma to learn out that Karen is chayiv kaifer sholem b'shus hanizik from the mazik of regal. The Gemara says no. Mal lekalim tumunim sheyeshnim bodim. That kol ponim, if a man does damage, breaks kalim, that's tumun, that's hidden, a man is chayiv for this nizokin. And if a man kills another man, we just had before, he's potter from kaifer. So again, you cannot learn out kaifer from nizokin. Elolav shmamin, if a man, it has to be a proof. That you know how Rav Tarfon made his kal b'chayma to say that if Karen kills somebody, b'shus hanizik is chayiv kaifer sholem, shema amina mi kaifer the regal ma'isi lo. He's not learning it out from the mazik of regal, but from kaifer of regal. Alma, we see, ika kaifer b'regal shema amina. This is a good proof to say, from Rav Tarfon we see that he holds regal. If your animal just tramples over somebody, b'shus hanizik, the bal ha-regal, the bal ha-shur has to pay kaifer sholem. Then the Kal v'chayma. Madach regal b'shus harabim is potter. B'shus hanizik is chayiv nezik sholem. Karen, that b'shus harabim, if it kills somebody, like Rav Yosef Glili, has to pay chatzi kaifer. Isn't it a svara for sure that b'shus hanizik should have to pay kaifer sholem? Tell you more, it says, O malei Rav Acha midifto l'ravino. Hochi nami misavra. This is also the svara like we just said. The eco kaifer beregel, that there is a chiyuv kaifer if the mazik of regel kills somebody. The sakodai the leka kaifer beregel, because if you tell me to think that there's no chiyuv kaifer by regel, v'tona, then what's pshanin of tarfin? Minizik in the regel ma'isi lo, he makes his kabachoyma from just the mazik of regel that has to pay nezik shalom b'shus anizik, and it's part of b'shus rabim. Siv so Karen, which is Karen Tom, which pays Chati Koifer B'Shus Rabin, for sure should have to pay a Koifer Sholem B'Shus Hanizik. If so, Lifrich, we could ask the question, Mala Nizokin the Regal, Shken Yeshnim a Regal, that the Nizokin of Regal we have by Regal. And like Rashi says, it means to say that Tiyoma B'Koifer Shenim a Regal. But you can't learn out now from the Mazik of Regal back to Koifer by Karen, because Regal itself doesn't have any Koifer. So what kind of Kal V'Chomer is this? So therefore, since we do make the Kal V'Chayma, Elolav, don't we have to say, Shemamin, it's a proof that the Mikoifer the Regal Ma'isi Lo, that Rabbi Tarfon makes the Kal V'Chayma from the Koifer of Regal. Alma, we see, Ika Koifer B'Regal, that when the Mazik of Regal kills somebody, the Baal HaRashor has to pay Koifer, Shemamina. Here it's a good proof. So the pshat from Tafin is that he learns up, of course, that by regal, preshus hanizik, if it kills the nizik, if it kills him, if the Baal HaShur has to pay, kaifer sholem. So the Tafin makes the kal v'chayim, if so, Karen, Tam, that preshus harabim pays the chatzi kaifer, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, preshus hanizik, he has to pay a kaifer sholem. Mishnah says, Adam Mu'ad L'Yolam. Adam Hamazik, a person is a Mu'ad, has to pay Nes Shalom forever. Bein Shoigi, Bein B'mezid. Whether he did it, B'Shoigi, he didn't realize it. Bein B'mezid, whether he realized it, he had Kavanah to do it. Bein Er, Bein Yoshin. Whether he's awake or whether he's sleeping. If a person goes to sleep, and he knows there are Kalim next to him, and while he's sleeping, it turns and twists and breaks the Kalim, he's Chayiv. Simo es ein chaveroi. Let's say a person blinds the eye of his friend, or else v'shiber es a kelim, a man, a odom amazik, breaks kelim. The lachar is mishalom nezik shalom. Mashmi yoni has to pay nezik shalom and not the daladvor. We'll soon see why. So Mara says, Kitoni sima sayin chaveroi duma dumyo de shiver es a kelim. The Mishnah says that together, just like when a person blinds his friend's eye, the same way that when he breaks kelim. What does it mean to teach us? That mahosam nezikin abodvorm loy, just like when an Adam Hamazik breaks kelim. There for sure there's nothing more to pay than just the damage, the value of it. It's only nezik. There's no dalad dvorim by kelim. If so, it means to teach us the Mishnah that af simo esein chaveroi, who adim, when a person blinds his fellow eye, if he did it b'shoigi, he didn't realize it, that nezek in arba dvarim loy, that you have to pay nezek even though you're only a shoigeg. In other words, when the Reish of our Mishnah says that adam amuad le'olam bein shoigeg means to pay for nezek, for the damage that he caused, he has to pay even b'shoigeg. But for the other dalad dvarim of tsar, ripu, sheves, and boishes, that is potter if he did it b'shoigeg. That's the chiddush of the end of the Mishnah. That if a person blinded an eye, he only has to pay for nezek, and he's potter on the dalad dvarim. That's the in nezek in arba dvarim loy. Now the Gemara says, and Rashi himself explains why. So Rashi says, or else at least it has to be korv lemezid. Dumila, the pasuk there says the chiyuriven anoshim, when two people are fighting and hit one another. To osam ksiv ripu v'sheves. There the Torah says you have to pay the doctor bills and for the fact he can't work for the sheves. So it's only when you're even, when you have intentions of hitting the person. But if you don't have intentions of hitting him, you're a shoigeg. Then you're potter on the dalal devorim yoni chayiv for nezik. Now the Gemara is